Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'm here to empower you. That's what we like to do. So glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. We're going to be talking about some interesting things this hour. We got Dr. Rebecca Carley. She's going to be joining us for the second part of the show. Got a stack of stuff to ask her, on the inoculation bird flu kind of thing. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, and praying for righteous leadership all across this land to be restored. The events of the Boston Marathon is an indication that we need to, seek the Lord's face, hit the knees. And, the righteous barely escape. What shall the ungodly do? That should send chills all over you. So we're gonna pray for righteous leadership. We need to have a restoration of that. God willing, it'll be done. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's see a new report out. Nothing too big deal, but it was like we already knew this. They say eating red meat is going to damage your heart. Recent publicized mainstream media study says, or tries to confirm the suspicions that red meat may not be all that good for you. It's not saturated fats, they're saying, that they're pointing. The villain, they say, is a compound that they call carotenine, which in a study with mice created arterial inflammation. So the report is that even vegetarians that use L-carnitine supplements may be at risk of, you know, heart inflammation. But anyway, the jury's still out on all that stuff. They'll go back and forth and back and forth with all this stuff. The important thing is, I think, everything in moderation, and try to avoid the commercially grown meat. I mean, you know, the livestock is just, you know, pumped full of heavy antibiotics and stem cells and God knows what to make them fatter. They're given GMO grain foods instead of grass. And of course, the GMO stuff has got pesticides in it. And you know, primitive man ate grass-fed organic beef, pork, poultry. You know, these animals were allowed to roam. So if we get back to that, I think we can sidestep a lot of other problems. And like I said, everything in moderation. And let's see, last but not least in the Quack Report, scientists, guess what they did? They have grown a kidney in the lab. Yeah, laboratory-grown kidney. You know, kidney transplants are huge. I mean, the number one transplanted organ, I think, aside from hearts. And kidneys grown in laboratories can just transform the transplant organ industry, according to U.S. scientists. Similar techniques to make simple body parts have already been used, of course, in the lab. But the kidney is one of the most complicated organs that they have attempted to do this on. The study has appeared in the Journal of Nature Medicine. And what they're calling these are engineered kidneys. They are less effective than the natural ones you're born with, by the way. But they say the field has big promise. Okay, so what they do is the kidneys, they filter your blood. They remove waste material and excess water. And they are, as I said, the most in-demand organ for transplantation, but has a long waiting list. So researchers have this vision. Let's take the old kidney that's, you know, kind of broken, not working very well, limping along, and let's take and strip it of all the old cells, but leave the honeycomb-like scaffolding in the organ. And so the kidney would then be rebuilt by pumping in other cells taken from the very patient. So it's the same patient's sick kidney, gutted basically, and then rebuilt with their own cells. So researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital are taking the first steps towards creating usable engineered kidneys of this kind. So they took a rat kidney. They cleaned it out, cleansed it with detergent, washed away all the old cells. Then they took some web proteins and they shot it into the scaffolding of the kidney. You know, some blood vessels and still remained in there in the guts of it all, and the little drainage pipes. Everything's still in there except they got rid of the sick, dead, dying cells. And then they put it back in the lab rat, right? They keep the thing warm though for like 12 days in an oven to mimic the body temperature of the rat before they transplant it back in, so that the kidneys have time to rebuild the tissue. And so in the lab, when they tested this rebuilt engineered kidney, it had a urine production of 23% of the natural ones that you would have. Then they transplanted the organ into the rat, but then the effectiveness of the organ fell to 5%. But, you know, Dr. Harold Ott of BBC, he says, hey, that's not a problem, because if you're on dialysis now, your kidney function is between 10 and 15%. So if you get one that's 5%, hey, we're ahead of the game. And it's not a transplanted one, so that means it won't be rejected. It's your own kidney, and you won't be on all these anti-rejection drugs. And anyway, so they have high promise and potential for this end of the industry. Apparently, in the United States alone, 100,000 patients are on the waiting list for kidney transplants, and only about 18,000 are done every year. Ooh. Well, you know, take care of your original equipment, folks. If you need to cleanse the pathogens and the toxins that damage those cells out, well, then you know who to call. You need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're the experts in organ cleansing. And their website is thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, their toll-free is 866-229-3663. And they'll send you some information. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay. You know, this segment of the show is kind of inspired what happened in Boston. We tend to live in the age of fear. Really, superpower societies of today are living with increasing fear. And other parts of the world, you know, they've been living with terrorism for decades. But America is new to this type of fear. So while some people are in shock over terrorist attacks on American soil, others seem to be desensitized to it. Now, the Boston Marathon attack blazed across the afternoon news in our living rooms, in our cars, in our workplace, you know, disturbing the normal pace of the day and stealing our peace. And memories of 9/11 flashed in our minds. And our hearts are just sick with grief for the families harmed by this recent bombing. But terrorism is a psychological attack as well as a physical attack. It bends the mind. We begin to think twice before going somewhere. We analyze the likelihood of terrorism, like those in countries who have had to live with this evil. And it is understandable that we would experience anxiety, distrust, and even panic over what has taken place. However, we need to function. We need to keep our wits about us as life goes on. And there are things that we can do to stay in control and think clearly in stressful and life-threatening circumstances to help others and ourselves. So we will not let fear rule over us, but we can use it to survive, okay? So we're going to be talking about the gift of fear for just a little bit here. I know that's an interesting term, a description, the gift of fear. It's not my own. I cannot take credit. Fear does have its advantages, okay? Fear certainly makes us uncomfortable, but it's one of our best survival instincts. Anyone that has been in threatening situations will experience heightened senses as, you know, various chemicals of the body from the adrenal glands rush through our system, which is responsible for our fight or flight response. Now, I read this book. It's called The Gift of Fear. And it's written by security expert Gavin De Becker. I don't know if you've heard of it, but Gavin De Becker wrote this book. And I believe it's worth reading. It's worth reading if you want to protect yourself from violence, okay? So in one real-life story that De Becker describes in his book involved a young woman who lived in an upstairs apartment in a big city. And she was in his office trying to remember the details of her attacker. So she said that she had stopped by the grocery store on her way home and had a few grocery bags in her arms as she entered her apartment house. Now, a key was needed to enter the breezeway of the apartment house, which led to the stairs. Now, she closed the breezeway door behind her, and then she started up the first flight of stairs. She closed that breezeway door behind her. And then she went up the stairs. Now, before she reached the first landing, she dropped a can of cat food, you know, from the grocery bag. And it rolled down two steps before it was caught by this very nice-looking young man. He smiled, and he was very charming, and he offered to carry one of her bags for her. But she said she felt uneasy, and she didn't know why. She thanked him, but she refused his help. But with persistent politeness, the man took one of the bags from her arms and walked the next flight of stairs with her, asking about her cat. Well, De Becker already knew the details of the attack. The man forced her into her apartment and sexually assaulted her. But De Becker pressed the young woman to answer why she has felt uneasy, why she felt uneasy when she first met her assailer. Well, she said she didn't know why, but De Becker said to her, "Your unconscious mind knows." So it occurred to her that she did not hear the breezeway door open and shut behind the young man who would have entered after her. So this left only one place for the young man to have been, which was under the stairs waiting for his victim. So her unconscious mind knew that. That's why she felt uneasy. Had she listened to her fear instinct, she might not have become a rape victim. But after her attack, she managed to sneak out of her apartment when the man went to the kitchen to make himself a sandwich. And she went across the hallway to a female neighbor and then called the police. Later, she learned that the young man was not just a rapist, but a serial killer. Wow. So the gift of fear, you know, kicked in a little late for her, but it helped her to survive. And Gavin De Becker says this: true fear is a gift. Unwarranted fear is a curse. Learn to tell the difference. And his book will help you discern that if you don't know. Okay, well, let's talk about some of the subtle signs, because in Mr. Gavin De Becker's book, The Gift of Fear, you learn to pick up on some of the subtle signs of danger. Most violent acts are predictable. You'll see these signs. And when someone offers unsolicited help and won't take no for an answer, that should send up a red flag. So did anyone involved with the security at the Boston Marathon have a gut instinct that they didn't listen and act on? Do you suppose? I don't know. But as the investigation unfolds, perhaps we'll get an answer to that. So your gut instinct is usually your unconscious mind hastily processing information and signaling you that something is wrong. You may not be able to put your finger on it, but something isn't right. And more often than not, you disobey this warning and you'll pay the price. So let's talk about soothing the mind, because distressing events tend to make some, reach for a stiff drink. Others will smoke the heck out of a pack of cigarettes. Some may turn to illegal substances to forget what upsets them for just a little while. Nicotine, alcohol, and drugs may offer temporary relief, but is not the answer, and it can create a substance abuse problem. So is there anything that we can do to take the edge off without using narcotics and other substances that will impair our coordination and our judgment? Well, yes, there is. Well, I want to talk about some of the herbs that I tend to reach for. Instead of reaching for substances that can impair judgment, you can substitute those for some herbs to provide your system with some nutrition to help you deal with stress. To cool down your anxiety and even your fear a little. So to be clear, control does not mean to suppress or to ignore, because we already pointed out fear can be our ally. Let me give you an example. An airplane coming in for a successful landing is called a controlled crash. So unexpected events can, crash into our lives. So let's get control of the crash as best as we humanly can and move on with life. Let's talk about some of the herbs I like to tap into. Ginseng is one of them. I've mentioned ginseng before, and we can use it in conjunction with some other herbs to nourish our organs, soothe our mind, improve our eyesight, stop unnecessary palpitations of the heart, give us more control in the fight or flight situation. So ginseng is called one of the great panax herbs, and the term panax is Greek for meaning all healing or panacea. So in ancient Rome, it was so sought after that it was used as currency. So ginseng is also used as an immune system stimulant. Athletes all over the world tap into ginseng's stamina and energy-enhancing ability. Danish researchers proved in a double-blind study that ginseng improves memory, abstract thinking, and our reaction time. So ginseng is also known to support the major filtering organs of the body and the heart. And how does ginseng do that? Well, according to Chinese research, ginseng invigorates our system by mobilizing our metabolic functions such as our breathing, our digestion, our reflexes, sleep patterns, strength, and sexual function. So ginseng will help deliver more oxygen flow to the lungs, which elevates everyone's health status. So ginseng will stimulate your cerebral cortex that regulates your metabolic functions and increases our survival duration to resist dangerous threats. So it's also a support for our adrenal, thyroid, and thymus glands. Very important because those glands help us with fight and flight, all those hormones that we need. And there have been thousands of research studies on the benefits of ginseng. It's one of those herbs that's been studied a lot. Well, let's talk another one, another herb that I like to use. It's valerian root. In the 1800s and the early 1900s, valerian root was the herb of choice for conditions of hysteria. It has also been used for migraine headaches, nervousness, irritability, insomnia, and depression. So valerian root has this calming effect on the nervous system without having the side effects of a narcotic. So valerian root is totally, it is not a sedative. So valerian root, just to be clear, is not a sedative. And this root, valerian root, is used actually in Argentina to help ADHD kids calm down and focus and be good students in school. So you can layer valerian root with other herbs like your ginseng or even lobelia and astragalus root, okay? And astragalus root is one of those wonderful herbs that will just, you know, support your immune system to heighten your resistance to pathogens. And lobelia is a nice herb that will reduce tension in muscles. So if you have muscle spasms, tight neck muscles, muscles around the back of the neck that can squeeze and give you headaches, lobelia is an excellent herb to tap into. So I tend to basically use the heck out of ginseng. Now you can use American or Siberian ginseng, and I can layer that, and sometimes I often do, with valerian root. It helps me to stay focused, pay attention to the important signs, no matter how subtle. Okay, so I make sure I also get some good organic sources of B vitamins because our nervous system lives and operates and functions on B vitamins. And it's kind of hard to get organic B vitamins these days. So many supplement products are synthetic or they use some questionable resources to make the B vitamin supplement. So do your homework. Now, if you're looking for ginseng formulas, if you're looking for that, Apothecary Herbs has that along with the valerian root tincture. And also, you might want to check the Body Foundation food mix, which will contain your natural B vitamins. And for that muscle tension release I was talking about, they do have the lobelia herb in a product called Relaxation Formula, which is great for sleep. And you can actually pair that with valerian root because they work on two different systems. One's muscular, one's nervous system. So you can use them in conjunction if you have to. And these herbs will help you to be able to, you know, stay in control, to think clearly in stressful and life-threatening circumstances and help. And you can help others as you help yourself. So Apothecary Herbs has more than just the immune system boosting and the organ cleansing herbs there. And you can give them a call and ask for a free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. And their online store is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And take advantage of last year's prices because they are going to have a slight price increase on their products on the 30th of April. So you have a little time left to take advantage of the low prices from last year. And they are coming out with a new product catalog, but they have their current catalog still in stock, so you can get that. And sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter while you're there on their website. This is an online emailed newsletter, and it's all about herb secrets, stuff we just talked about, for instance. Plus, you'll get some discount coupons that you can use on the PowerHerbs.com website or over the phone when you want to place your order and save money. So you'll get superior products, you'll be healthier, you'll save money, you'll be informed. What could be better than that? Also, I have to mention, it's Tuesday, so this is the day the other newsletter that's also available there on the PowerHerbs.com website. It's the American Survival Newsletter, and lots of authors writing for that, and you'll get tips on gardening, herbs, a vaccine health from Dr. Rebecca Carley, gold and silver updates from Melanie Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. So you get lots of great information there, and you can definitely tap into that and share all that information with family and friends, and I encourage you to do that. And, of course, if you would like to give Melanie Cedarstrom a call, if you've been putting off that, backup currency, I wouldn't put it off too much longer. You can give her a call at 800-375-4188. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can go to our website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on their banner. It's on the links page. But her toll-free is 800-375-4188. And tell her we sent you, and she'll take care of you very nicely, like a friend. She will. So do sign up for the newsletters, lots of information, and keeps you apprised of what's going on, suggestions on what you can do. It's all empowering information. It's not just, doom and gloom. Okay, this stuff's happening, but this is what you can do. That's the important thing. Enough with this, we got problems. What about solutions? Oh, we got to take a break, but Dr. Carley's on the other side, so don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and thanks for joining us here. And of course, you know, this is the third Tuesday of the month, so that means we have a special guest, and that is Dr. Rebecca Carley, our wellness expert, and also one of the authors of the American Survival Newsletter, which you can sign up and get free by going to the powerherbs.com website and sign up for that. And she joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley. I can't hear Dr. Carley. Is Dr. Carley with us?
I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I lost the music, so I didn't know if we got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here.
Well, welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley. As always, I know you're going to empower us with some great information. Is there anything that you want to start us off with?
Why don't you tell me where you want to go? There's so many things we could go into.
Okay. Well, you've probably heard, I know you keep track of the pandemics and bird flu things and all that, and they were reporting recently about a new, I guess, version or strain of the bird flu coming out of Beijing, where, again, it's linked to the bird industry somehow, and they're not sure, they're saying in the reports, they're not sure how this new virus, which they're calling H7N9, they're not sure how that's infecting humans. And, of course, anyway, this was reported, I think, over a week ago. They tracked that specific virus down to a market in Shanghai where they were selling birds. But the scientists who are studying this particular genetic sequence of the virus says that it has mutated and it's spreading more easily from animals, and they're worried about it, you know, being a threat to humans. Do you have anything to update us on that?
Well, the scientists that are studying it are most likely tweaking it and making it do what it's doing. You know, they have the same kind of scientists in China that they have here. So I don't believe anything that they say, other than the fact that obviously, you know, all of these emerging viruses are emerging from laboratories. So it's another fear technique, and next thing you know, they'll have a vaccine for this bird flu.
Right. It'll probably show up in the next flu shot. And speaking of that, I think you once told us that they found that the bird flu vaccine they used in 2009 and 2010 creates narcolepsy, right?
One of the side swine flu vaccine, and it's still happening today.
Right.
It's creating narcolepsy in children especially, but adults as well. And I've had a couple of clients that have gotten consults from me that was their main particular symptom after getting the swine flu vaccine. So, yeah, I mean, any kind of symptom is possible, but obviously narcolepsy is a bad one because that means you're just falling asleep at the wheel or whatever, you know, you're just not off.
Yeah, I have a carpenter that lives in my neighborhood that has narcolepsy. I mean, he's, you know, in his 60s, he's had it all his life. I'm wondering now if he got it from some sort of vaccine or...
Well, anything is possible. You see, any kind of problem you have with your brain can be caused by a vaccine. So the only thing that determines what symptoms you end up is what part of the brain is damaged by the vaccine. And, you know, there's a... something called the reticular activating system in the nervous system that is responsible for the sleep-wakefulness cycle. So if that is damaged by vaccine, basically you'll be falling asleep, you know, without any reason for you to be falling asleep. So
well,
it's all the same.
Yeah, he says he controls it with medicine. I'm not sure what he's taking, but... You know, I'm having trouble hearing Dr. Carley. Maybe Frank, our engineer, can fix that. You're very choppy for some reason, Dr. C. All right. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the development now that they're developing this new synthetic vaccine to allow them to vaccinate newborns, even if, you know, before it was their immune systems are too immature, so we can't vaccinate them with the exception of the hepatitis B vaccine. And so now they're coming out with this new vaccine for infants that would allow them to inoculate almost immediately after the child is born. They published this study, I think, on naturalnews.com, but it's a synthetic substance capable of triggering, according to the report, an immune response in newborn babies. So they say it stimulates the newborn's immune system. But that's kind of scary to me because that's kind of like, you know, jump-starting it, like, you know, like you jump-start a battery on a car. Isn't it kind of scary, Dr. Carley?
Well, the newborn doesn't have a working immune system. So in my opinion, that's a total fraud. How can you jumpstart something that doesn't work?
Right.
It's not even like jumpstarting a battery. The immune system of a newborn does not work. So, you know, the fact that they're giving hepatitis B vaccines at birth is, of course, totally ludicrous. But this, you know, you can't believe anything they say.
Right.
They're trying to pretend that they have all these wondrous techniques to develop this vaccine and that vaccine. Vaccines are bioweapons, period. And that's what people have to do their own research. Don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. They are bioweapons. So isn't it amazing that they keep coming up with all these new vaccines? And let's remember that, you know, Obama had a bioethics committee get together and discuss whether or not experimenting on children with anthrax vaccines was ethical, and their answer was yes.
So are they going ahead with that? Are they going to go ahead with that?
Well, their bioethics committee said it was okay, so I suspect they will, unless the people stand up and say, no, we're not going to use our children as lab rats.
Wow. Well, you know, I was reading a report, doctors, old-timey country doctors, Dr. Carley, they would fight a lot of these, like tuberculosis, for instance, which we were seeing a resurgence of that bacteria. They used to fight it with large doses of vitamin C, and they had great success. They had great success, and what they were doing is working with your immune system. So I think we're coming around full circle and going back to the old ways. And pumping up what God gave us to defeat these, even these bioweapons and mutating pathogens. I know that you were embarking on writing a book. Can you give us an update on how that's coming?
I wish I could. I'm very grateful to be contributing to the newsletters that you're putting out, because basically that's going to become the book eventually. I have so many things going on. I'm doing radio shows every day, you know, consults for people. So it's coming along slowly. My main problem is I have so much information that it would end up to be an encyclopedia. So I have to find a way to edit it down to a reasonable, you know, length book, because there's so much proof that vaccines are bioweapons, that they're being used to target people and make them sick intentionally. And that's how much information I have. So I'm so tired of saying it. You know, I'm working on it, but that's all I can say. I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, on your website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, which folks can get over there by going to our links page at thepowerherbs.com and clicking on your banner. But on your website, I think you can better direct the listeners, but on your website you have some download forms that they can use if they were being pressured to inoculate family members. Tell the folks what this form is and how they can get it and how they can use it.
Yes, the Vaccine-Induced Disease tab has a very important document. I did not write it. I don't even know who did, but it's fantastic. It's called Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. It's only 4 pages, and you download it. And anybody that's trying to pressure you into getting a vaccine, be it some school official or a pediatrician or whoever, you bring it to them. And basically what it says is that the person that's pushing the vaccine knows everything in the vaccine, knows everything that that ingredient can cause, and that they're guaranteeing you that it can't possibly harm the child or the pet. And, of course, they will never sign it, and that usually ends up for them to back off.
Well, that's always good to have. I mean, you know, to level the playing field, as it were. Well, we appreciate you having that, Dr. Carley, on there. Let me kind of shift gears a little bit because, you know, a lot of people are worried about all these drug-resistant bacteria that we're seeing as the pharmaceutical companies kind of shift to viral drugs. And, you know, your hospitals and your doctors really don't have any new antibiotics to deal with these bacteria. Let's just do a hypothetical. If you were faced with a situation where you had some of these super bugs, how would you go about dealing with that on a personal level for yourself, Dr. Carley?
Well, first of all, I would never go to a hospital unless I was on death's door from some auto accident or something, because it's not just the super bug antibiotics that are the problem. Everything they do is life-threatening. But what I teach my clients about is colloidal silver. There's never been any bug, be it a bacteria, virus, or small cell parasite, that has ever been able to be resistant to colloidal silver, and silver has no side effects. And I have many of your herbs, and they're very effective as well. So I would always use natural things, and obviously another part of the problem is that most of the farm animals, unless you're getting organic meat, you can be sure that your farm animals, especially chicken and beef, are being fed antibiotics, which are creating superbugs in the animals, and so you don't even have to take an antibiotic. Just eat the meat, and that's going to infect you with the superbugs as well. So you just have to be, you know, very careful what you're ingesting, be it pill or food source. And what's amazing to me is they've admitted for years that these antibiotics are causing all these problems in the animals, but the USDA does nothing to stop it. It's continuing, you know, to this day. So there is no actual, you know, activity by any of these agencies that are protecting us. They're protecting the people and corporations that are harming us. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but we're getting an accumulative effect then, and we're getting it from many different areas. So using a lot of natural therapies to cleanse with and to restore immune system function would be the choice I would go, the way I would go. And I know you have a protocol, and so tell the folks that if they were interested in learning what it is you do to reverse vaccine-induced diseases, how they can get in contact with you and learn more about what you do.
Well, my protocol, which I called the Hippocrates Protocol, that I came up with almost 16 years ago, what I do is take a detailed history from people or their pets as well. Obviously, the pets don't fill out the forms, but people can fill out the forms for the pets and find out what they've been exposed to. It's not just vaccines. It's always the big picture. But the vaccines are the primary thing that's corrupting the immune system. And then I develop an individual protocol to teach them how to reverse the damage. And I've never had anyone that didn't get better as long as they're willing to do what they have to do. And it works for pretty much everything, all diseases in internal medicine, cancer, you name it. And it's very dangerous to Big Pharma, because when people realize that Big Pharma is causing most of the problems, you know, hopefully they'll help me cause the death of medicine. What people have to do is just do their own research, common sense things in regards to health. You got to eat good food, and I'm talking organic, non-GMO, non-pesticided. You know, drink clean water as best you can, because water has psychiatric drugs and, you know, nuclear medicine waste from people that have gotten nuclear medicine tests and antibiotics, all drugs, you name it. There's no filter to take that stuff out. You know, they basically just take out the sewage type aspect of things from water. So you got to find a good source of water. And, you know, breathe clean air as best you can, although, of course, it's difficult with all the chemtrails. But just learn what's bad for you and avoid the bad things and do the good things. And, you know, that's going to be your best bet for health.
Well, tell me, on average, how long does it take to run through some of your protocols there, Dr. Carley?
It depends on how severe the problem is. For autism, cancer, really serious situations, it's usually about a year.
Okay.
But the main thing that determines the length of the protocol that people have to do is how many toxins they've been exposed to and how willing they are to do what they have to do. For example, if you're working in some kind of field that's killing you, you know, you have to be willing to face that and do something else. You know, if you're a farmer that's using pesticides, or if you're working in some area that's exposing you to toxic chemicals or whatever, you know, you have to face it that that's making you sick. So
right.
Oftentimes it requires lifestyle changes, and especially, you know, getting rid of the bad things that you're eating. A lot of Americans are very lazy. You know, they don't want to do anything natural. They don't want to cook. They don't want to do anything that they should be doing for their health. They'd rather just go out for fast food and, you know, just get that burger and fries and, you know, not realizing the stuff that's in there, including horse meat and, you know, plastics and the french fries and all the rest of it. So people take responsibility.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I've got children and I've seen them and their friends, and they think cooking from scratch is, you know, like throwing a little ground beef and hamburger helper mix. They don't know what, you know, a home cooked meal consists of. You know, they think it's, you know, Marie Callender's in the frozen food aisle or something. So yeah, we got to start, you know, cooking from scratch, making our own foods, even growing our own foods. If you have the ability to do that, it's going to be a whole lot healthier for you. I have another question for you, Dr. Carley. If you have a mother that comes to you with an autistic child who's in elementary school or younger, and then you have a mother that comes to you with an autistic child that, let's say, is 18 or 21 or older, is it harder to reverse it the older the child gets?
Yes, and that's just common sense, because the longer the disease has been present, the more deeply ingrained it is in your system. And especially with autism, because the autistic children typically have many kind of strange behaviors that they engage in, and that becomes like a rote thing for them. So if they've been doing it for 10, 15 years, you know, it's going to be difficult to help them get out of that trap. Even if you repair their brain, the behaviors are still ingrained. So the earlier, no matter what the condition is, the earlier you deal with it, the more dramatic the results will be.
Right. Okay. Well, and it takes about a year, you're saying, roughly.
Well, depending on the problem.
Right.
You know, I have people coming to me that don't have any obvious disease. They just want to detox. That's easy. But the people that have cancer, autism, juvenile diabetes, arthritis, you know, very serious problems, those, of course, take longer. And the hardest thing in all cases is to get them off the drugs. Because if they're taking drugs, that always makes things worse. And that's why I always tell people, of course, I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice. I just tell people what I would do if I was there. However, anytime any white coat tells you that you should take drug whatever, always look it up. Put it into a search engine, hype and side effects. Read what Big Pharma admits to. And I guarantee you, you will never take any of the crap they prescribe.
Well, yeah, you see a lot of these ads regarding drugs, and they list all the, you know, risks and downsides to taking it. And my goodness, just from having a little rash on my skin, I could have a heart attack or, you know, worse. So I think the drug's worse than the problem in many instances. But what would you say? You get a lot of calls. People ask for advice, that kind of thing. What would you say is the most recurring issue you get called about?
Neurological problems. Autism is a very big one, but every neurological problem you can imagine, Tourette's syndrome, obsessive compulsive disorder, ADD, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, the list is endless. So most of them are neurological conditions. But like I said, vaccines can damage any part of your body. And the only thing that determines what part of the body gets damaged is your genetics. That's where genetics comes in. And it's not like you have a genetic tendency to get a particular disease. There aren't genes for the diseases. It's that you have a weak link in your immune system. In homeopathy, they call that a miasm. But if they would leave the poisons out of it, the diseases would never be expressed.
I see. Well, let me ask you then, Do you think that, you know, I guess you mentioned compulsive obsessive disorders. Would you consider narcissism a product of vaccinations?
No, then you're getting, well, see, let me just say first off that in my opinion, the entire field of psychiatry is a fraud. Most quote-unquote mental diseases are due to intoxication with heavy metals or different things, nutritional deprivation, or in some cases, there's spiritual aspects to it. But there's a part of the brain in the hippocampus and amygdala that is very important in terms of if you have a conscience. And studies at MIT are actually being done to reverse the conscience. I have copies of that document, the study that they've done using magnetic pulses to remove people's conscience.
Wow.
So it's kind of a mix. It's kind of a mix.
Okay. Do you see any difference in, you know, babies that are breastfed and babies that are bottle-fed, formula-fed?
Oh, definitely. Breastfeeding is key. And, you know, mothers should try to breastfeed at least 6 months if they can. That's how they're going to, you know, that's the best gift a mother could give to their child besides not getting them vaccinated. But breastfeeding is key. Unfortunately, mothers are now so toxic. A lot of mothers have been vaccinated, and they can actually transmit their vaccine viruses to the babies through breast milk.
Wow.
It's better to get it through breast milk than it is through a needle.
Right. Well, we're almost out of time. Tell the folks about your radio show and what may be coming up next on your show.
Okay. What's Ailing America? I'll never run out of answers to that question. On republicbroadcasting.org every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. This Sunday I have as my guest a veteran, Ken O'Keefe, who is actually, he's burned his passport. He's going against the war, realizing that it's a total fraud, and is doing some amazing things to wake up other soldiers. And, of course, the soldiers took an oath to protect us from enemies from within and without. And now that we all see, especially with what happened yesterday in Boston, an obvious, another false flag event, that the enemies are within, it's really a good thing that the military is waking up. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay. Well, Dr. Carley, if you'd like to contact Dr. Carley, you can reach her at 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. That's her office number. Or you can visit her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Well, thank you, Dr. Carley. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll talk with you again next month.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, she is writing for American Survival Newsletter. If you want a free copy, you can just sign up to get yours every Tuesday at thepowerherbs.com. Click on newsletters and sign up there. Also, if you're just into the herb secrets, well, then you can sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter, which I write about. All these herb secrets that I just love to impart to you. And you'll get discount coupons to use on thepowerherbs.com website. Well, folks, I'm about out of time, but if you have a health topic you want me to cover, let me know. Send me an email off the website, thepowerherbs.com, and I'll try to work it into the show. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.